This is the Walking Leader Podcast, and you are listening to episode 176. Hello, this is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 176. The Walking Leader Podcast serves as an audio tool for leaders and future leaders to sharpen their skills and hone their craft. I am David Guerra, and I am here to help you every step of the way. So, without delay, let's get this episode started. Today's topic is lessons in leadership. Lessons in leadership, and we're going to talk about focus. Focus. Oh, my. You know, you've heard this song. Attention to detail. Keep your eye on the prize. Focus. 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 You know, focus. One thing at a time. You can do it. You can make it. It can happen. Focus is defined as the center of interest or activity. So that's a good thing. It's a good word for it. It's a great definition. Leaders need focus. Leaders need to be focused. Now, of course, they needed as followers as they were working their way up. They needed that focus to show, hey, look, I can do this, that they're engaged, that they're connected, that they're part of what's going on. And as they become leaders, as they become recognized leaders, those around them can put, you know, make them leaders. They need to continue that. They need to continue with the leadership activities, focusing on the leadership activities. Now there's more, unfortunately. Now there are more activities for the leader because, again, the leader not only has to take care of himself or herself, now the leader is also responsible for the set of people, the followers, the ones that put him there. You know, now if he might be in an organization, he might be a team leader, department head, section leader, crew chief, whatever title he's given, he's recognized as, or she is recognized as a leader. And they need to continue that focus. They need to continue focusing their attention. Now, again, let's not get this confused. And I'm not saying, oh, well, the only way to focus is to multitask. No, because again, that's a misnomer. That does not work. Focus and multitasking does not work because you can only commit. And it's been scientifically proven. Some scientists somewhere got a grant and they did this research and they came up with, if you're going to multitask, you can effectively multitask up to 80% of whatever it is you're doing. So that means you cannot give it 100%. And you most certainly cannot give it the BS number of 110% because if you weren't given enough, if you have that much more to give. So you can only give 80%. 80% if you're multitasking. What does that mean? You have 20% for error. 20% for error. Not 20% of the people doing this were going to be erroneous. No. 20% a chance of error. So you get a B, but you're not going to get an A. Okay? Because a B is an 80 in school. Those of you that have been out of school for a while. So what I'm getting at is, ensure that you're focusing. Sure, you can start many things. You can stoke many fires. You can keep many things going at one time. But to complete them, to seal them out, it's like I mentioned before, to close them out, to seal the deal, is you have to give them that 100% focus attention. So you got a big project that's coming up. You got several projects that you're working on at one time. Well, guess what? Here you go. Figure this out. Take one at a time, one thing at a time, one day at a time, one step at a time. Attention to the detail, because that's where the devil is. The devil's in the details. And you miss one, you missed it all. Might as well just cancel it all. So ensure that you're working towards the focus. Make sure you're maintaining your center of interest and attention and to that activity. Again, whatever it is that you're doing, stay focused. The team then. Now, as a leader, you've got now your team. They need to remain focused. So now here's the other thing that as a leader you have to do is ensure that they have, and you're keeping them focused and ensuring that, hey, when it comes time to deliver, they can be attentive and ensure that the focus is what the team has, and ensure and instill and inspire them and lead them by example, because you're doing that. You sure you might have many things going, but you're focusing on one thing to finish it. You're focusing on the next thing to finish. That's what it takes. Because again, as Daniel Goleman in his new book, Focus, the Hidden Driver of Excellence, says, focus is the key to success. Now, we don't need Dan to tell us that. We know that. But again, it's in his book, Focus, the Hidden Driver of Excellence. And the title pretty much says it there. That's where you're going to get the excellence, is that attention, that focus, and laser focus in some cases, in most cases. So do what you need to do, but ensure that the team never loses focus. The team needs focus. The team needs your inspiration to drive them. The team needs your inspiration, your motivation, your leading by example to drive that excellence. Because they see you doing it. They see you. They're going to emulate you. Because they like what they saw in you. They made you the leader. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to follow you. You do bad things? Well, obviously, they're going to think, oh, it's okay to do bad things. And that's not a good thing. So, oops, there we go. So ensure that what you're doing is you're showing them how to focus. You're showing them that times you need to pause everything and focus on one fire. Put that out. Put it to rest. Lay it down. Put it to bed. It's done. It's over. It's completed. Move on to the next. And so on and so on and so on. Because eventually, all projects need to end. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Focus to achieve the team's focus. First, focus to achieve your goals, your mission, your vision, and then focus with the team and for the team and alongside the team to achieve the goals, the mission, the vision of the organization, of the team, of the department, of whoever you're leading. That bigger picture, take the step back and see what's going on and address those issues and maintain that focus. That's what I get for eating sunflower seeds. A little cough. Okay, so again, so for leaders, here's the aspects and insights for leaders. This is a big one because when it comes to focus, you lead by example. You have no choice. You have to lead by example. You can't fake it till you make it. You have to lead by example. You have to ensure that they understand that, yes, you can multitask, but when it comes time to closing out projects, you've got to make sure that you're directing 100% of your attention to that. And I've been guilty of that. And I'll be the first to admit it. Yes, I've been guilty of that, where I have so many projects going on, I'm wanting to all finish at the same time so I can finish the week strong. Guess what happens? That's right. I don't finish strong. Because again, I was not directing the 100% focus to that one thing at a time, the attention to the detail, the eye on the prize. Team members, I'm changing this to team members now. So that's no longer going to say employees. It's going to say team members. Team members, listen, follow your guide, follow the guide, follow the lead of your leaders, of those leaders above you, and those leaders that you've appointed and you've said, I'm going to follow them. Follow their lead. See how they're handling situations. And if you see them struggling, well, call them out. I mean, but no, don't call them out in front of everybody, but go in there, hey, you need some help? Need some assistance? How can I help you finish this project? If they're not coming to you, and if you've got nothing else to do, but never say you've got nothing to do, I can help you. I guarantee you, your leader will find something to do. If he's a good leader, she's a great leader, worth their weight in gold, guess what? They're going to sign. So never admit that you have nothing to do and you're here to help. Just say, I'm here to help. Okay, so step up. But understand that even if they're not leading the way, they're not doing it the way it's supposed to be done, they're not leading by example, you pick up the slack, you take the initiative, you take the high road, you start doing that, you start focusing attention to the detail, eye on the prize, one thing at a time, one step at a time, put one foot in front of the other. Okay, so the aspects and insights on the training side of this, organizations, be aware that yes, you can teach focus. It's taught. It's a soft skill. It can be taught. They can work on it. It's one that has to be constantly worked on, one that it's so easy to slip from because for six out of the last 8 years, that was my mantra, attention to detail, attention to detail. And then it slowly started waning. So now I've got to get back into the attention to detail mindset. And because again, it's easy to slip. It's easy to cast it aside. Oh, you think you've got everything under control. No, one foot in front of the other. Slow down. Stop. Focus. The attention. Attention to the detail. And you'll got it. But training in any organization, make sure it covers and make sure that focus is part of the training in everything they do, whether it's something in the numbers, it's something in the product, it's something in the customer, it's something in the user experience, the user interface, anything and everything. Make sure that there's focus, there's attention to the detail, there is an eye on the prize. And the eye on the prize sometimes has to start backwards. it's not that you want to sell the guitar. It's not that you want to sell the guitar. It's you need to figure out who is buying the guitar. Because I could sit here and say, oh, this guitar is on sale for $5,000. That's great. But if I could tell you and you're watching and you're listening, it's like, oh, okay, selling that guitar for $5,000 must be the greatest guitar ever made. Those strings must be made out of platinum. But you're not buying. You're not in the guitar buying business. You're not buying a guitar. So again, figure out, focus attention to the detail. There's your sales tip of the day. Figure out who is buying, not what you're selling. And then the two will match up. So again, ensure that you've got it covered. Leaders, team members, everybody in the organization, make sure that you are focusing. You're working, actively working on active focus, not passive focus, not something out of the corner of your eyes, but actively working to pay attention to the details, because the devil is in the details. To keep your eye on the prize, that's the goals, the mission, the vision of the organization, and to focus. Because leadership itself hinges on effectively capturing and directing the collective attention. Folks, that's it. That's Daniel Goleman. And he wrote the book Emotional Intelligence. If you don't know, that's the first book he wrote. And again, it's a great quote. Leadership itself hinges on effectively capturing and directing the collective attention. You have been listening to episode 176 of the Walking Leader podcast. Everyone must focus is what we just heard. Everyone, I invite you to contact me by email, dave@daveguerra.com. That's dave@daveguerra.com. Or reach out to me on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word. Or on Instagram, Dave_Guerra. Again, that's at instagram.com/Dave_Guerra. Also, I invite you to visit, like, subscribe, and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. And again, I thank you for listening to episode 176. Join me next time for episode 177, where we continue our focus and our conversation on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care and take care of each other. And remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.